Hi, everybody. It has been approximately 6 or 7 years now since I recorded anything. So I haven't recorded in a long time. And I don't know. Something just, I got a bug up my butt, as it were. To record tonight. It stems from the fact that my current fuck buddy totally stood me up tonight. We had plans to meet up and he fell asleep. Yeah. Fell asleep. It's a good thing though, I guess. Because he was really tired, he worked all day, blah, 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 whatever. So, I guess it's better that he fell asleep before and not during. Because, honestly, that is the worst thing that could ever happen. So this is just going to be a ramble fap, if you call that when girls do it. I have a giant dildo, I mean not giant, but pretty big, in my pussy right now, and I've been fucking myself with it, and it feels really good. I apologize if you can hear my fan in the background. Well, sorry, not sorry, but you know, it's hot as fuck, so I've got the fan on. And I just got distracted fucking my pussy with this big dildo. And then I stopped short of coming because, fuck. I just want to gush all over this thing right now, but I'm holding back because I want to wait. And so I just like to shove it really deep inside and then rub my clit. So, I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't get to see my fuck buddy tonight. He's gonna be out of town for a few days, so I have to wait until, like, Thursday now. God, making me wait. And being the greedy, dirty little whore that I am, I just saw him last night. But I wanted more, you know. Last night was really, really good, and I want more. And so today I was like, I'd like to suck your cock again, please. And he was like, okay, you know. And so we were like, how about later? All right. Later's good. He had some stuff to do, you know, I had to have dinner, blah, blah, blah. And so I got all ready, took a shower, put my hair up in the cutest little pigtails, because, you know. Pigtails are good for when you're sucking a lot of cock. And, sat around. Waited to hear from him. Finally, he's like, oh, shit, I fell asleep. Fuck. I fell asleep. God damn it. Anyway. When I saw him last night, I just spent, you know, quality time sucking the fuck out of his cock. I love sucking cock, just so you're aware of that. And oh god, he takes like forever to come, and so it's kind of a challenge for me, and I fucking love it. It's so weird because I'm a little bit shy with him, which is odd for me because I'm usually, once somebody has, like, committed to wanting to fuck me, I'm usually not all that shy. But I'm still kind of shy with him. And I'm going to tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody. But here's why. It's because he and I are former co-workers. And we were just co-workers, barely friends. And we've just kind of kept in touch and I don't even know how this whole fuck buddy situation came about. I would occasionally, you know, he'd say something, I'd say something, you know, flirty sex jokes, blah, blah, blah. And I, of course, like to brag about my oral abilities. I, of course, also sent him links to some of my audios. I recorded one just for him a long time ago, basically just to tease him and to make fun of him a little bit. He likes girls with southern accents, and so I pretended that I had a southern accent and begged him to let me suck his cock. It was fun. And I guess that worked, because it's it's funny, because I am literally, like, the exact, almost the exact opposite of his type. He likes tiny, skinny little girls with long brown hair, and I am not. Mm-mm. But what I make up for in that is my enthusiasm for sucking cock. So last night I sucked his cock. We've got this worked out really well now, where he picks me up and takes me back to his place. Mm-hmm. Which kind of amuses me, because I make him come get me. And I'm always, like, waiting outside for him. And I feel a little bit like a hooker. But, you know, whatever. Fuck. By the way, this dildo feels so fucking good. So he picks me up, and then we go to his place, and I like it because even though he and I are friends, like, we go out to the movies a lot, too. It's weird. Like, we either go to the movies, or I suck his cock, like, that's it. usually not on the same night. So anyway, like, we just walk into his apartment, you know, I put my cell phone down on the table, take my shoes off, and he's got this one chair that I sit in, and he brings a chair over, and he's got, like, a higher chair, you know, kind of like a barstool level chair that he sits at, and it's, like, perfect, like, just the perfect height, and so there's, like, no straining on either of our parts, and, like, no uncomfortable positions, and that's very important when you're old like we are. And so I always start off just licking and sucking on his balls. Mm. And he really seems to like that. And because I'm a good little girl, I take direction very well. And I've improved, you know, I've probably sucked his cock maybe 10 times now. And I just get better and better each time. You know, if I can, like, ring my own bell, no, toot my own horn, do something, I don't know. But he loves having his balls licked, of course, so the first thing I do is just spend some quality time down there. And he likes a very messy, wet blowjob, so I make sure I drink a lot of water before I go over. And I make sure I get him all just wet with spit just everywhere. But I lick his balls, and then last night he's getting a little better at being a bit dommy with me, which he is not into BDSM at all, which is weird for me, and sometimes I have to remember that not everybody is into that stuff. And like, it disturbed him. I called him sir once, which is sort of my kind of, you know, it's like a go-to for me, with dommy kind of guys, and he's definitely, he likes submissive girls, but he's not into BDSM, but I always kind of default to sir, and one time he said something, and I was like, yes, sir, and he was like, ooh, don't call me sir, I'm like, all right, whatever, but I don't know where I was going with all that. But I do take direction well, so each time I've sucked his cock now, I get better and better, because I listen and do what he tells me. And it's good. Oh, so after I'm done licking his balls for a while, then he lets me have his cock. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. He's getting better. He makes me ask for it now. And I have to ask for his cock. And so that's kind of fun. Because, you know, he's up above me and I look up at him with my pretty, innocent little blue eyes. And say, please let me suck your cock. And then I stick my tongue out. And then I run my tongue all up and down his cock. Oh, and then I get to take it all the way in my mouth. And I'm very proud of myself that I can take him all the way. All the way until my nose is, like, pressed against his stomach. And I can just hold him in my mouth. And I discovered last night that he really likes that. I take him all the way in. And I was basically, like, legit just sucking on his cock. Oh, fuck. And, of course, he took advantage of the fact that... Oh, fuck. Hold on. Oh, fuck. God, this dildo feels good. Oh, fuck. He took advantage of the fact that I had my hair up in pigtails, and he grabbed a hold of them and just kind of held me down on his cock. And, that's kind of one of those things that, like, it scares me a little bit, but it's so fucking hot. And so he held me there as long as I could take it. And then I just kind of alternated between sucking him and then stroking his cock and making sure it was very, very wet. And I don't know, my stroking game was really good last night, apparently. So I stroked him, and then I would suck him and stroke him and suck him. And, oh, fuck. When he finally came, which I was very proud of myself for that. Because, like I said, he takes forever, and he's always like, oh, only, like, two chicks have ever made me come from blowjobs, blah, blah, blah. And that, of course, I take as a challenge. And so when he finally came, oh, my God, I took him all the way in my mouth, and Jesus Christ, there's so much fucking cum. So much cum. I, of course, because I'm a good girl, swallowed it all. Because I like to do that, and I made sure I cleaned up my mess. I think I still got some in my hair, though. Inevitably, some cum gets in my hair. But I don't mind. I like being a dirty girl. Now, last night, he made me bring my toys with me. But... fuck. Because I was such a good girl, it made him come so hard. And I got to swallow his cum. I didn't get to cum last night. Well, with him. Like I said, he's not into BDSM, so it's not like he controls my orgasms or anything like that. No. So I came home last night with my tummy all full of his cum. And I fucked my pussy hard with the dildo, and I played with my vibrator until I just... Oh, my God, fucking came so hard. Thinking about my mouth being full of his cock. And it was good. Oh, so good. And that's why I wanted more today. So I texted him today. And I said, I want more, please. Because he makes me ask for it. Which drives me fucking crazy. I'm like, don't you get it? Like, I am, like, a submissive. I want to be told what to do. Don't make me beg for it. Well, no, that's a lie. Make me beg for it, but don't make me ask for it. If that makes any damn bit of sense. But he makes me ask for it because he knows that drives me crazy. Oh, God. Speaking of driving me crazy, I really want to come now. So, I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. I'm gonna fuck my pussy really hard with this dildo. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yes. I love the fact that I fucking squirt all over the place, too. Oh, God. Oh, fuck yes. So, that's two nights in a row now that the fuck buddy has made me come. But he doesn't know. Now, I don't want you to think that he hasn't made me come in the past, because he has. Good Lord, yes, he has. He is very, very good with his fingers and with toys, and fuck. He has made me just fucking gush all over his hands. He's fucked me with this dildo. And even though he's not a sadist or a real dom or anything, a real dom, oh my God. You know what I mean. He's not into that. He did spank me a few times. Jesus Christ, it was good. So I think I'm going to tell him, since he dumped me this time and left me all wanton and unfulfilled and stuff, that he owes me some spanks next time. Well, that is the end now of my ramble fap. Ramble schlick? Ramble schlick sounds silly. It does. I'm not gonna say that. You can't make me say that. And I hope this wasn't disappointing, because, you know, I haven't posted in forever, I haven't recorded anything in forever, because I suck. I suck cock. I fucking love to suck cock. The fuck buddy said that to me today. He's like, wow, you really do like to suck cock, don't you? Duh, no shit. That would be why I ask for it. But he stood me up, so I had to do something, right? So, thanks for listening. I hope this wasn't too, like, whatever, swirl. And maybe I'll record more in the future. We'll see. Bye for now. Oh, and do me a favor. Later, when you're touching yourself, I want you to whisper, swirl, when you come. Please. Bye, everybody.